Hello, welcome back to My Brain on Books, where I give you my thoughts on everything that has to do with reading, from my favorites to author updates and more. So, I'm Ashlyn, 8th grader here at Draper Park Middle School, and I'm not an expert bookworm or critic or anything. I just love to read. So, sit back, relax, and listen to My Brain on Books. Hi, I'm so glad you're here. If you're unfamiliar with my podcast, don't worry. It's not hard to keep up. So in every episode, I'll tell you what I or someone else is reading, other books I've read, bite-sized book news, and finally, popular books I've heard of. If you like books, this is the show for you. So today's episode, we'll be talking about Keepers of the Lost Cities with Cameron, new books and movies coming out, Lone Crier's Moon. So let's dive in. So for the first part of the show, I'll be bringing in Cameron, my brother, to be talking about what he's reading. So, here's Cameron. Say hi.
Hi. So, the book I'm reading right now is Keepers of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messenger. And the genre is fantasy. So, there's this girl named Sophie Foster. And she's super, super smart. She's, like, in college, I think, or, like, a senior in high school. She's only 12. So then she meets this boy named Fitz, at the field trip, and he takes her to this kingdom, like a faraway kingdom, and she learns that she has telepathic abilities, so she can, like, read minds and lift things with objects, their mind, and, so she has top secret information stored inside of her brain, so people are trying to get it from her. So yeah.
So did you like it?
Yeah.
So what would you give it, like, a rating out of 10?
7 out of 10.
Yeah? So why is that? Good parts, bad parts, like, but what did you like?
I didn't really like the characters, but I really liked the plot.
Was there one character that just got on your nerves?
Sophie?
Wait, is she the main character?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But the rest of it was good enough to keep it at a 7.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So is this your favorite book in general, or do you have another favorite?
Probably another favorite I'm reading right now. It's called Steelheart.
Ooh, I read that. Okay, so Keeper of the Lost Cities, it's a series, right?
Yeah, I think there's either 7 or 13 books.
Oh, dang. Okay. Would you want to keep reading the series?
Probably not, but, like, it left me on a cliffhanger. I'm really curious to keep reading.
Okay, so is it partly because of the characters, you think?
Yeah. That's the only reason I wouldn't want to read it.
Okay, so you didn't love the characters as much, but you really thought that the book was interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do. So that works. So thanks, Cam. That was awesome. Thanks for coming on today. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay, so once again, that's Keepers of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messenger. And my bro Cam's reading it. So, yeah. Check it out. So let's move on. Okay. So for today's book news, we'll be talking about Gilded by Marissa Meyer. I don't know if you've heard the name before or read some of her books. She wrote Cinder, which is a really popular fairy tale retelling. I really like it. Recommend it for sure. So anyway, Gilded is kind of a Rumpelstiltskin retelling. So there's this girl. She's the main character, and she's kind of been cursed by the God of Lies. And she loves to tell stories. Bad thing is, her stories aren't really true. She really likes to tell all these tall tales. One day, she's telling her stories, and one of them gets the attention of kind of undead leader, who's kind of big and bad and scary and stuff. So, anyway, she gets captured by this guy, and she is forced to try and make straw into gold, which is kind of not a good thing, because she doesn't know how. So she ends up kind of summoning this guy, who's kind of like the Rumpelstiltskin in the story. So there you go. They came out on November 2nd. So it's definitely a newer book. Just a couple weeks old. So yeah. Okay. So we also have the Selection series by Kiara Cass. So I don't know if you read the Selection series either. It's another good one. It's a romance. And so they're gonna make a movie adaptation on Netflix. And they've been working on it for a little bit now. They think it'll come out maybe fall of next year. Maybe a little later than that. But yeah. So if you haven't read the series, here's just the kind of the gist of it. So 35 girls have a chance to go and marry this guy, Prince Maxon. They're kind of competing for him so they can become queen. Yeah, Gilded by Marissa Meyer just came out, and Selection series is going to Netflix pretty soon here. So, yeah, there you go. Writing's not that easy. That's why Grammarly can help. Sentences can be grammatically correct, but wordy and hard to read. It undermines the reader's message, and the word choice can be bland. Grammarly's cutting-edge technology helps you craft compelling, understandable writing that makes an impact on your reader. Are you ready to give it a try? Installation is simple and free. Visit Grammarly.com today! So, next up is my favorite book. Or one of my favorite books. Okay, so the book I picked this time is a little bit different than what I normally do. But anyway, it's called Bone Cries Moon by Katherine Purdy. So, anyway, let me explain. So, there's this girl, Alice, it's a Frenchy name, whatever. But she's a bone crier, and bone criers are part of some ancient sisterhood, and they protect the world from the dead. They kind of ferry the dead into the worlds and stuff, and so yeah, they're kind of the protectors for the world. Not a lot of people know about them, so at least she's not quite a bone crier. She hasn't had her initiation ceremony, and so for this kind of ceremony, she has to play a song and lure in her soulmate, and then kill him. So, yeah, so she lures in her soulmate, and they dance and hang out for a minute, but then it just, stabs him, brutal. Or at least that's how it's supposed to happen. So, Bastien, I don't know how you say that either. I really need to figure out how to say these names. Another French dude, her age, and when he was a kid, he saw his dad be in this ceremony, and so basically he watched him be killed by a bone crier, and so he's kind of been wanting vengeance the whole time, and so he doesn't really understand a lot about the bone criers. Not a ton of people really know anything about them, but yeah, so really, really wants revenge on these guys. He wants to kill one. So that's how they meet. She's trying to ruin her soulmate, and he shows up, and they kind of have some duel to the death thing. And so, yeah, basically they're trying to kill each other the whole time, and it's so good. Yeah, I was a little bit skeptical at the beginning. I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to read this, but it actually is really good. I got used to the idea of it, and I liked it a lot. So there is a second book. I haven't read it. It's on my list. But yeah, so it's called Bone Cries Moon by Katherine Purdy. Check it out. So that wraps up today's episode. Just a quick recap. Keepers of the Lost Cities. Sounds good. My brother's reading it. Yeah. Marissa Meyer came out with a new book called Gilded. It's kind of the Rumpelstiltskin retelling. Selection series is going on to Netflix. And yeah, Bone Cries Moon. By Katherine Purdy. That's the one. If you made it this far, congratulations. I hope you got something out of it. Thanks for listening to my brain on books. Ashlyn out.